Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
That move you on WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee, and we're glad you're with us this morning. If you've not listened to our show before, let me tell you how it works. Though you really don't need to know how it works, right? I bring a guest on, and we talk about things that are community things, music things, but mainly music that moves you. And my guest this morning, Bruce Newman. Hey, Bruce.
Good morning, Willie. Thanks for having me.
Man,
appreciate it.
Thank you so much for being here. It has been a year since you were here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is the time of the year when we do the concert to protect our aquifer. That's right. That wonderful nonprofit that protects Memphis water. And we have Acoustic Sunday Live, which is, you know, the sort of the concert that has POA as its beneficiary, and we so look forward to it every December. It'll be a week. No, it'll be this coming Sunday.
This coming Sunday, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be at the First Congo Church on Cooper.
Yep, you okay. Got it.
And where's the parking? The parking's around back, correct?
Yep, it's in the back.
So you don't have to worry about parking on the street or anything.
No, like and, you know, we have security. You shouldn't feel, you're going to feel safe. We got it all worked out.
Yeah.
And the guests this year, the performers, are going to be the legendary folk singer Tom Rush, along with Steve Forbert, who,
oh man,
you know,
yeah,
from Meridian, Mississippi.
Sure.
He's sort of a our guy.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And we have one of the great Canadian blues singers, probably contemporary blues singers, great, named Shakura Saida.
Yeah.
And we have Tim Easton, who's a great Nashville songwriter, along with the openers, Marcella Simeon.
Oh, man. There you go.
With her friend Ann Harris, who's coming from Chicago.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. What a lineup. Okay. How do people get tickets?
AcousticSundayLive.com. Very simple. It's a one-click thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a busy time of the year. I recognize that. This concert is our environmental concert.
Right, right.
It's no different than on a much smaller scale. What you know, no nukes was or,
exactly,
or what any of these things do. We're
that's
trying to,
what I always think.
Trying,
you know,
to save the world.
Yeah.
And Memphis water for sure.
And you know, we're going to talk more about how important that is, because sometimes I think people think that this is. People try to trivialize these kinds of things, and these things are not trivial whatsoever. They are absolutely, they're the most important thing to our life.
Absolutely.
Right,
there's just no, there's no politics here. Doesn't matter. We don't care how you vote.
Yeah, right, right.
Water is life, so we're trying to protect it, and, you know, Memphis has some of the best water in the world, so.
Right. All right. Well, tell you what, Bruce, as you all know, has a very popular show on another radio station, and I've been on your show with you. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
And Bruce knows more about folk music, and I'd say just kind of music in general, but definitely folk music than anybody I know. And we've talked about this before, about how we kind of both got into this sort of thing, and it's you know, it's music that reflects who we are as human beings. And so what was your first pick, Bruce?
Well, I thought we'd sort of talk about Peter, Paul, and Mary for a second, because I was close to all of them, still keep in contact and see Noel Paul Stuckey. But Mary Travers passed many years ago, but we just heard that Peter Yarrow is now in hospice, and we just feel maybe we should play a song that his partner wrote for Peter Yarrow as his wedding song.
Okay.
And in fact, Noel Paul Stuckey calls it wedding song. So let's do that one.
Here we go.
You calling of your heart. Rest assured, this troubadour is acting on his part. The union of your spirits here has caused him to remain, for whenever two or more of you are gathered. Shall leave his mother and a woman leave her home. They shall travel on to where the two should be as one. As it was in the beginning, is now until the end. Woman draws her life from man and gives it back again. And there is love.
What a song. Oh, my goodness.
I don't think I've ever gone to a wedding where I haven't heard that song.
I know. And it's, you know, it's perfect.
Oh.
I mean, it's not sappy. It is just straight from the heart. Beautifully written, beautifully produced.
Yeah.
I love that.
And we send our good wishes out to Petey Yarrow and his family. He's just a sweet man, and what a great songwriter, and part of the great folk trio of Peter, Paul, and Mary. I think we have Steve Forbert next.
Yes, we do. Steve Forbert from Meridian, Mississippi.
Absolutely, and he's going to be part of Acoustic Sunday Live next Sunday.
Yeah, I've seen him a number of times. He's a great performer, great songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sure he's going to be a big draw here. All right, here we go, Steve Forbert.
Got a hold on me and it won't let go. Every time I close my eyes, I hear a freight train blow. My papa was a gambling man and mama tried. Every time
everybody's got their thing. I like to ride, ride, ride. Something's got a hold on me, tugging on my heels and toes. Oh, something's got a hold on me, and it won't let go. Something's got a hold. I hear that highway sound. Carolina looks real good if I'm in East St. Paul. Oklahoma looks alright if I'm in Montreal. Something's got a hold on me, tugging on my heels and toes.
Steve Forbert, man, that was a nice song. I like that, Bruce.
Yeah, that's from the album Evergreen Boy, I think. And I remember talking to Jim Spake recently, and I think he said he played, he may have played horns on that album. I think it was recorded at Ardent.
Okay, okay.
Or somewhere in Memphis. Yeah. So that was always fun to know about.
So... All right, so would you call Steve a folk singer? I mean, because he kind of came along with that kind of busker tradition, you know, back in the, what, the 80s, I guess?
Yeah, Steve Forbert, as I know and have read, was actually down in Greenwich Village towards the end of the folk scene down there. So I think in a way he learned from some of those... great singer-songwriter, folk singers down there. He's not known as a folk singer. I think, you know, with those big hits in the 70s, Romeo's Tune, for example, made him more of a singer-songwriter than a classic folk singer.
Yep. All right. Well, tell you what, let's talk about, again, where people can go to get these tickets for the concert next week. And actually, let's talk about a little. What was the genesis of this concert? I know you've been doing it a long, long time. And how did all this get started?
So Barbara Newman and I decided about 3 decades ago that we would produce a concert every year, once a year, for a different charitable cause. And
number 11.
And so we decided, as my law practice started to represent folk singers at that time that I would call on them to help us out in Memphis, Tennessee, to raise money for different causes. Fast forward nearly 30 years, we now for the last 7 years, or maybe this is the seventh coming up, that Protect Our Aquifer be our charitable recipient. And of course, most people know that Ward Archer started this thing back 6-7 years ago to sort of push back on the environmental, I'll just call it what it is, environmental racism that we saw in Memphis.
Right.
And that is the pipeline that was supposed to go through Boxtown.
Yep.
And I helped him with some legal stuff and was really fascinated as I started to go to some of the protests out there in Boxtown,
right,
that those folks deserve better. And so the organization, which now is run by Sarah Houston, pushed the pipeline back, and we realized that there are always significant challenges to Memphis water, the latest being the AI plant that Elon Musk has built.
Right.
And it's not that we object to corporate movements into Memphis. We just want them to take care of the locals and the water issue. And
right,
that is a big one.
Yeah, because we don't know where they're going to be in 10 years, 20 years, 100 years.
Right. And that's the sort of the history of Acoustic Sunday Live and recently the concerts to Protect Our Aquifer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Well, and so this is coming up this Sunday at the First Congregational Church on Cooper in Midtown, and you can get your tickets where?
AcousticSundayLive.com. It's an old school song swap, like a hootenanny, yeah, as they
okay.
used to call it.
Oh, that's great.
People
that's
trade songs, yeah, and tell stories.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have up next, I think, Willie, we have Tom Paxton from 3 years ago,
yeah,
who came to Memphis and played this classic Tom Paxton song called Ramblin' Boy.
Here we go.
He was a man and a friend always, stuck with me in the hard old days. Never cared if we had no dough, rambled around in the rain and snow. And here's to you, my rambling boy, may all your rambling bring you joy. Help us sing it again now. Here's to you, my rambling boy, may all your rambling bring you joy. In Tulsa town, we chanced to stray. Thought we'd try to work one day. Boss said he had room for one. Says my old man would rather bone. And here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. To you, my rambling boy, may all your rambling bring you joy. Late one night in a hobo camp, the weather is got the chills and he got them bad. They took the only friend I had. And here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. Here's to you, my rambling boy, may all your rambling joy. He left me here to ramble on. My rambling pal is dead and gone. If when we die, we go somewhere, I bet you a dollar, rambling away. And here's to you, my rambling boy. Hey, all your friends bring you joy. Here's to you, my rambling.
Thanks for coming, everybody. Thanks for your support.
All right. That's great. And that was from the concert.
Yeah, that's from some of the archives from only 3 years ago. Tom Paxson was on stage with Chris Matthews, and they actually wrote together during the pandemic. And we had the Accidentals as well as others on that bill. And just to bring it forward, Tom Rush, who is really considered the dean of Harvard Square Boston folk music at this point, is coming. And he actually did our second one.
Did he really?
Wow. 26-27 years ago.
Wow.
And I see him all the time at Folk Alliance and all of these conferences, and I've been bugging him every year since.
Yeah.
And he always had a conflict
during
the first week in December. So he asked if we moved it 1 week, he would come down to Memphis.
Oh, really? Oh, that's great.
And that's how we got him.
Wow.
So in your
work life, you're an attorney, and because I don't think a lot of people may know this, people listening this morning. What does an entertainment attorney do?
Well, essentially, we review contracts that artists receive. Most of them are lousy.
Are they really?
Yeah. Well, you know, the other side is wants the advantage.
Yes. Yeah.
So we help artists make their contracts fair. We review publishing contracts, songwriter contracts. Sometimes we'll shop music if it's good. Mm-hmm. Those kinds of things.
Yeah, yeah. So there's on the other side, there's a big monster, right, trying to get all your money.
Well, I think, you know, when two people are negotiating a contract, usually one of them has the advantage to start, and usually it's either a record label or a publishing company. They want the advantage, and so artists need to really have somebody be their arbiter of contract review.
Sure. And, you know, let's not forget that artists work so hard on their art that many of them will do it for free.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
And so the record companies know that too.
Yeah, and you know, there are times where artists maybe should do that, mm-hmm. but I think you sell yourself too cheap.
Sure. Yeah.
And if you do it too long, people are going to know you work for free.
That's right.
And that's not a good thing when you have to pay your bills.
Yeah. Yeah. That is true. Well, and I'm glad you're here helping all of those people, because it's you know, it's something that's really needed. I mean, think of all the great songs that are out there that wouldn't have been out there had they not had a facilitator, if mm-hmm. you will, you know, to get in and really pitch for them,
you know,
and tell them what is legal, what's not legal, what's, you know, just best practices, whatever.
Yeah, and also trying to keep artists on track that they actually are in the music business,
right?
We know they're great creative people, mm-hmm. and most of them don't have the business sense.
Right.
Most people don't have creativity and business in their brain. They're
right.
left or right brained.
Right? Yes, right.
And so to recognize that they're in the music business and they have to pay their bills, that's important.
Yeah, that's great. All right, what are we going to hear next?
Well, we have Tom Rush up next with a real classic Tom Rush tune called No Regrets. And I'm really looking forward to seeing Tom Rush on stage next Sunday.
That's great. Here we go.
Too long overdue. For far too long I've had nothing new to show to you. Goodbye, dry eyes, I watched your plane fade off west of the moon. And it felt so strange walk away alone. There's no regrets, no tears goodbye. Don't want you back. We'd only cry. Say goodbye. The hours that were yours echo like empty rooms. The thoughts we used to share I now keep alone. Last night and spoke to you, not thinking you were gone, and it felt so strange to lie awake alone. No regrets, no tears goodbye. You back, we'd only cry again. Say goodbye again. Our friends have tried to turn my nights to day. Strange faces in your place can't keep the ghosts away. Now just beyond the darkest hour, just behind the dawn, still feels so strange to leave my life. No tears goodbye. Don't want you back. We'd only cry again. Say goodbye.
All right. Man, what a voice. I mean, that's just like kind of the voice of folk music.
It really
for me.
Is. Yeah.
He's so good. He's so good there. Wow. Nice. Very nice. All right. So he's going to be performing at the concert.
Yeah, he will be. And, you know, it's taken a long time to get him back down here. But a lot of these folk singers... revered the blues singers down here,
yeah,
as you know, and yeah. In fact, a lot of them played with people like Mississippi John Hurt, uh-huh. when they were refound the second
right,
time and
yes.
started playing Newport
yeah.
Folk Festival, and yeah. I know Tom Paxton had a big song called Can You Hear John Hurt, mm-hmm. and Tom Rush as well. Did cover a lot of blues, country blues songs. So,
yeah. You know, it's amazing that it always takes somebody from outside to see what has happened before,
mm-hmm.
and then to bring that back. And I just think those guys, all the guys who wound up in Greenwich Village and all that, they were out there saying, yeah, we're good, but listen to this guy.
Absolutely.
He's still in Mississippi. He's, you know, probably hasn't gigged in a while, you know, but these people are still out there doing it.
Yeah, Tom Paxton used to tell me stories of the guys, his peer group, sitting in the back of the clubs and just revering the black blues players who finally came to the village,
yeah.
and just in awe, and I love those stories.
Oh, that's great. That's great. All right, folks, I am talking with Bruce Newman this morning. We're getting ready for the Protect Our Aquifer concert coming up this Sunday at the First Congo Church on Cooper in Midtown, and you can get your tickets where, Bruce?
AcousticSundayLive.com.
Great. And, you know, this goes to a really, really good cause. I said before that sometimes we hear these things kind of trivialized, and there's nothing trivial about our groundwater here. This thing has been in the making for, I don't know, millions of years.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and you know, with water, it's great. We shower with it, we drink it without thinking, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And then you look at 3 years ago when Germantown had their problems.
That's right.
And
Flint, Michigan.
And some states they're limiting the use of water, period, because they
right.
don't have it, or
right.
it's been poisoned or whatever.
Yeah. And I tell you what, we don't think about this, but so many wars have been started just about water
mm-hmm.
resources. You know?
Yes, and like so, Memphis and Mississippi.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. So, yeah, so this is a good cause, folks. We hope you can come. And I tell you, it's a lot of fun, too. You know, you get up there, and that venue is very kind of up close and personal and sounds great.
Right. And it's a very liberal church. They embrace us. They understand the issue. And we're really happy that they host us.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. They provide so many services for, you know, Midtown and really Memphis, all over Memphis. So glad to know those people. They feed a lot of folks, too.
Oh, gosh, they do.
Yes.
I mean, they're just the best.
Yep. All right, well, let's see what we've got next.
So next up is Jonathan Edwards. He did our show, probably 12 years, 15 years ago that, you know, I've done, we have done so many. This is Jonathan Edwards doing his big 1971 hit called Sunshine, which he told me that he wrote in about 10 minutes.
Did he really?
Yes. He had just arrived in Harvard Square, and he was in an apartment he could barely afford.
Yeah.
And he told me he was sitting on the edge of his bed, on the edge of his mattress.
Right.
And he wrote this. This song is actually about the Vietnam War.
Really?
And everybody thinks it's a la-la song, Sunshine, but that's what he told me.
Wow.
So.
Wow. Okay.
I have
here we
to
go.
Believe it.
Here we go.
Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone and tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. Yeah. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear a word he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. All these ain't dues I've been paying.
Sing it with me.
So how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we lost. I'm trying. He can't even run his own life. Be damned if he'll run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. Don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone and tried to run my life. He don't know what. Working starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. But he said in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. Sing it again. So how much does it cost?
I'll buy it.
The time is all we lost. I'll try it. He can't even run. Sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll still be singing. And this whole world, she's gonna turn around. And brand new bells will be ringing.
All right, Jonathan Edwards, man, doing it. That was great. That was great. All right, folks, I'm here with Bruce Newman this morning, and we're talking about the concert to protect our aquifer. And it's coming up this Sunday, December 15th, 7 p.m. at the First Congo Church. And tell about the people who are going to be performing, Bruce.
Yeah, so Steve Forbert, which you played just a few minutes ago, Tom Rush, who's coming down from Boston. Steve Forbert lives in New Jersey now. They're all flying in. And then we have one of the top Canadian blues singers, Shakura Saida, who doesn't play too much down here, but we're happy that she's coming to town from Canada, actually. And then Tim Easton, who I just know from the Woody Guthrie Folk Festival. You're going to love him as a singer-songwriter. And you're going to love his music. And then to start, of course, we always use Memphis openers, Marcella Simeon, who has toured with Ann Harris, who's coming down from Chicago, one of the great African-American fiddlers, blues fiddlers. She just will blow your mind.
Wow.
It's a great bill.
Okay. Well, man, that sounds great. And and in that really nice room where music sounds good, mm-hmm. and you're going to be hearing some great stuff, folks. Okay, what have we got next?
So the great Guy Clark did our show.
Oh, man.
Again, probably 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And Guy Clark had just lost his wife, Susanna, and wrote a song called My Favorite Picture of You, which was the title track to his 2014 album, which actually won a Grammy. Yeah. And Guy Clark was in his hotel room, and Keith Sykes actually opened that show.
Oh, really?
And we didn't know where Guy Clark was, and we were all nervous that, whoa, is he sleeping? Is
right.
he whatever?
Yeah.
So we were all nervous, and Keith Sykes luckily had Guy Clark's personal cell phone and said, Guy, you need to get over to the venue. And
he walked.
He walked in within 5 minutes to go and just did his thing.
That is so great.
It's crazy.
That is so great. Well, man, what a songwriter that guy is.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so what are we going to hear
So this
here?
Is called My Favorite Picture of You, which he wrote for Susanna Clark.
Okay, here we go.
Someone took on a spot, no beginning, no end. It's just a moment in time you can't have back. You never left, but your bags were back, just in case.
Wow. Wow. My Favorite Picture of You. What a sweet song.
Yeah.
God, that's beautiful, man. That's beautiful. I mean, that's love, right?
Absolutely. You know, his wife, Susanna, really was a big influence on his career, as well as the careers of Rodney Crowell. They were all down in Texas, and just a beautiful time, and great songs from out of there.
Yeah, wow. Very nice, very nice. Folks, we're glad you're taking this little journey with us this morning. You're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. We are 91.7 on your FM dial or WYXR.org on the World Wide Web, and we're glad you're here. As always, want to remind you, this is all volunteer radio, and the people you hear on WYXR, you know, I think there are more than 100 DJs on this thing. Is that correct, or am I dreaming? I think there are. I mean, think about this. You know, we're probably on the air, I don't know how many hours a day, but probably 18 hours a day or something like that. And so, yeah, that could be 100, you know, 100 DJs. And let me tell you, whatever kind of music you like or you might want to listen to because you've never heard it, you can find it here. And you can always go to WYXR.org and just kind of scoot through and listen to some of the archives. All of these shows are archived. And so you can listen to anything you want. And I appreciate them letting me do this show. It's always a lot of fun, and I get to talk to friends and new friends and talk about things that are going on in our community, and hopefully things that are important to you as well. And the thing we're talking about today is the concert to protect our aquifer. I've got Bruce Newman here, and Bruce and his wife, Barbara, who I love Barbara too. Barbara ran the Blues Foundation for many years, and I worked with her very closely on several of the so much that we did there. I mean, we were the smallest staff to pull off the biggest the biggest shows. Right?
So true, and you did a great job. You still do.
Always have a good time doing that. So big shout out to Barbara. Let's talk a little bit more about what people are going to see. The concert's going to be a couple hours.
Yeah, it'll have Marcella Simeon opening with Ann Harris. They'll do just a few songs, and then the four main artists will come up and just swap songs. They'll each do two, and then they'll take a break usually they'll get together and do a big finale. They'll just whip out something from a famous folk Americana song, and they'll learn it quick. In the back room.
That's where the magic happens, right?
It really
when
does.
People sit there and do something they've never done before, so you're going to see something that's unique. Folks.
Well, we've had some amazing finales over the years.
Yeah. So. Oh, great stuff. Great stuff. Okay, what are we going to hear next?
Well, this one is less about the concert, but more about interesting things that have happened in my legal practice over the years representing artists.
Right.
So all of us probably have seen the soundtrack, the movie, Oh Brother Where Art Thou, and know the soundtrack.
Yeah.
This was part of the whole bluegrass revival and a great movie to boot that the Coen brothers put together. Well, I got a call about a year before the soundtrack came out from Anna Lomax. That's Alan Lomax's daughter.
Oh, really?
John Lomax's granddaughter.
Wow.
And said, Bruce, a lot of these songs on this soundtrack were prison songs that my dad and grandfather went around and collected.
Right.
And I need to come down to Memphis because there's some shadiness going on with some of the old contracts that other people came in intervening and re-signed these artists.
Oh, really?
Like shady stuff.
Sure,
so
yeah.
She came down, and for about 3-4 days, we drove around the Delta and re-signed these artists properly.
Really?
Back to the Lomax family.
Okay.
And that was really an experience. A lot of these artists had never even knew what a CD looked like.
Really?
Like we went to some of these old cotton farms, and people would meet us, and we'd hand them the song that they wrote, you know, 60 years ago.
Wow.
And it was a real experience. One of my first entertainment law experiences here in Memphis. So I thought we'd play something from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Okay.
That's the George Clooney movie.
Yes.
Produced by T-Bone Burnett.
Yes. And it's a fine, fine record. Here we go.
In constant sorrow all through his days, I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my days. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I
song. What a song.
The Soggy Mountain Boys, right?
I'm telling you, you can't beat that.
Who are basically Alison Krauss's backup band.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Wow. I remember seeing that movie, and I was literally blown away when they were doing that. And Clooney was so good, but I kept thinking, who is that singing? And it was Dan Tominski.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's great. I was telling you earlier that I follow him on Facebook, and he's a really cool guy, man.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool guy. All right, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR. We're glad you're here with us this morning. I think it's going to be a nice week in Memphis. I don't know why, but for the last few weeks, I've been giving the weather update. Well, I'm not a weatherman. But I think the weather's going to be okay this week. It's going to get a little cooler.
That sounds like a George Carlin. Hey, the weather this week, it's going to be okay.
That's right. Yes, that's my best. That's my best George Carlin. All right, folks, I'm here with Bruce Newman, and he and Barbara are producing. There, how many has this?
This is our third decade.
Wow, third decade of doing a concert, really for the benefit of the citizens of Memphis, and this is to protect our aquifer, which is the most important thing that most people don't know that is the most important thing. And so if people want to know more about how to get involved with Protect Our Aquifer, where do they go?
Well, Protect Our Aquifer is obviously a 501c3, and they just go to the website, protectouraquifer.org, and they can learn all about what we're doing. Yeah. and what the good people over there are doing. We're just a small part of it, trying to raise funds so that we can hire legal attorneys and push back and do all the things we need to do. Show up at meetings,
yeah,
city, county meetings. Sometimes the feds are involved in this stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's our part. But the most important work is the work they're doing to push back on industry and make them accountable for keeping our water clean.
Exactly. Well, thank you for all you do, and thank you for all they do.
Pleasure. We love doing it.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to round this hour out with another song here. What have we got next?
So most people of a certain age know Maria Muldaur from her 1974 hit Midnight at the Oasis. But Maria is a longstanding blues singer. She actually comes out of Greenwich Village.
Oh, really?
And played with all of the jug bands, Sebastian and all of those great people. But here's a song from Maria at Acoustic Sunday Live about 5 years ago.
Okay.
Don't Let Your Spirit Get You Down. I think that's what it's called. So here she is live in Memphis.
Okay, so I guess we should probably go ahead and say goodbye now. Let's say one more time. When is the concert?
This coming Sunday at 7 p.m. Tickets at AcousticSundayLive.com. We hope to see you there and support Memphis's water.
There you go. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning, and we're gonna send you off on your week with Maria Muldaur.
Slip, sometime you might slide, stumble and fall by the roadside, but don't you never let nobody drag your spirit down.
Don't let nobody drag your spirit down,
'cause you're walking up to heaven. Don't let nobody turn you around. Walk with the poor, learn from everybody. That's what this whole life is for. But don't you never let nobody drag your spirit down.
Don't let nobody drag your spirit down.
'Cause we're walking up to heaven. Don't let nobody turn you around. Some say yes, some say
try to figure out which way the wind gonna blow, but don't you never let nobody